And the clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger,
here.
Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
A quorum is present. We will post the colors. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Senator Montes Anderson, and the colors will be posted today by cadets from the Oregon Youth Challenge Program in Bend. They are Alyssa Stanley, Andrew Wood, Trinity Parker, and Jose Manriquez. Our invocation today is from Reverend John Good of Portland.
Please join me in prayer. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we pause today to give you thanks for this place which we call home, for the mountains and trees and forests, the rivers and streams and lakes, the canyons and waterfalls, the fish and wildlife, the high desert and the valleys, the mountain beaches, the oceans, the variety of flowers, our cities and towns and villages and farms. Father, we love this land and its bounty. We are blessed to live here and for this we give thanks. We also pause this morning to remember the unnamed rugged pioneers who had great sacrifice and with much hard work carved a state out of a wilderness territory. And for this, too, we want to give thanks. Nor can we or should we walk these halls without remembering those leaders who have gone before us. Some were our mentors, and we build on their legacy. We're reminded of your words this morning, to whom much is given, much is required, and moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. Now it is our time to stand in this place and face the tasks and challenges of our day. And Father, I ask your blessing on these men and women who are elected public servant leaders. As they go about conducting the business that will impact all of us who call ourselves Oregonians, will you grant them wisdom? Wisdom that comes from above, which is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and compassion, free from prejudice and hypocrisy, producing a harvest of good deeds. Out of the hard choices they face, help them make sound decisions in regards to personnel and budgets and laws. Grant them courage when it is needed, the strength to say yes and the strength to say no. And when these sessions are ended, may these, your servants and ours, be able to feel that in these trying and distressing times, they have done their best and leave the results and the rest in your capable hands, for surely we all need that. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer today. May you answer in keeping with your will in ways that surprise and humble and please us. And we would remind you humbly today, Father, that your Son took a few fish and a few loaves of bread and fed a multitude. If you could somehow help this group find resources and multiply them, we surely would thank you. And we pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Good. Our honorary pages today are Andrew Wood, here as a guest of Senator Johnson, Trinity Parker, a guest of Senator Lori Moniz Anderson, Marshall Rogers, a guest of Senator Telfer, Aaron Kluth, a guest of Senator Whitsitt, Miguel Brown, a guest of Senator Courtney, Jose Manriquez, a guest of Senator Carter, Marcos Aguilar, a guest of Senator Bonamici, and Alyssa Stanley here as a guest of Senator Walker. Thank you for being with us today and serving the Oregon State Senate. Courtesies of the Senate. Chair recognizes Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Reverend Dr. John Good that just offered our prayer is a longtime friend of mine. He was my pastor for more than 10 years before he retired. He had a lot to do with my ethical and spiritual development. So if you are of a mind and would like to come and welcome him, please feel free to do that. Reverend Good is with us this morning, June the 1st. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. And again, Reverend Good, thank you for being with us today and the invocation, and was interested in your comments about fishers of men after having you remind me of the time that we were in the river in a former life catching one of the only salmon on the river. You obviously had an in with someone I did not. Chair recognizes Senator Morris.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's indeed an honor for me today to host Peter Matthews, a most incredibly talented artist. Peter is the 2009 International Artist of the Year for Ducks Unlimited. He was chosen in 2008 as the 7-time awardee for Artist of the Year for Oregon Ducks Unlimited. He was selected by New Zealand in 2001 for their Artist of the Year in Wildlife, for their wildlife stamp. Mr. President, Peter Matthews is my constituent, lives in Albany, His roots are in California, and an interesting note is that he has an aunt who serves in the U.S. Congress by the name of Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Mr. President, I would appreciate a warm welcome to our most talented artist, wildlife artist in Oregon, who comes from my district, my hometown, Albany. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator, and welcome. And appreciate you bringing your artistic talents into the Senate. Maybe they'll rub off on us. Thank you for coming today. Chair recognizes Senator Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. Sitting at my desk today is my intern who's been with me all session, Katie Lawhorn, who comes to us from Montana by way of Portland State University, and she has been an incredible help to me and to my staff working on our Women's Health and Wellness Alliance issues and dealing with constituents. I want to thank her. It's her last week this week, and just thank her for all the great work she's done and wish her all the best in her future endeavors. Please join me, Mr. President, in extending courtesies.
Thank you, Senator, and courtesies are extended. Thank you for your service, and we appreciate that, and we hope that it'll be something that you'll remember for many years to come, your service here in the Oregon State Senate. Further courtesies. Remonstrances. Chair recognizes Senator Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would have done courtesies, but my staff intern is upstairs working feverishly to get our work done. I did want to congratulate her. However, Libby Batlin graduated with a mass communications major and a poli-sci minor. I think I might have reversed that, but I think both those degrees are going to do her well. She graduated this weekend. I wish her well. She's done an extremely good job for our office. And her sister, Cecilia Batlin, was my staff person last session of the session before, actually. So I hope to have another Batlin in my office sometime soon. Thank you, Libby. You've done a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Dingfelder.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are under remonstrances, correct? Thank you. Colleagues, the pro-choice community is deeply saddened by the murder of Dr. George Tiller. He was an integral part of our community, and his loss is felt by all of us. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and those close to him who are suffering a personal tragedy. Dr. Tiller was the epitome of high-quality medical care, exemplified by deep compassion for his patients. He provided critical reproductive health care services, including abortion services, to women facing some of the most difficult medical circumstances. He was continually harassed by abortion opponents for much of his career. His clinic was burned down. He was shot by a health center protester, and he was recently targeted for investigation, only to be acquitted by a jury just a few months ago. None of this stopped Dr. George Tiller from his commitment to providing women and their families with compassionate care that others were unwilling to offer. Colleagues, his death is an enormous loss for the patients who relied on him, his dedicated staff, the medical community, and for women and their families across America. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further remonstrances? Messages from the Governor.
To the Senate President, I am directed by the Governor to inform you that he has approved and signed the following bills: 6581, 167, 185, 186, 251, 367, 389, 625, 639, 5513, 5514, 5528.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the Speaker to inform that the House has passed House Bills 2895, 3058, 3153, Senate Bills 377, 901, 979, 16, 47, 66, 82, 132, 173, 180, 181, 182, 183, 348, 374, 404, 536, 543, 561, 583, 510, 46, and passed the following Senate Bills as amended by the House: Senate Bills 125 and 689.
Reports from conference committees. Reports from standing committees. In accordance with SR 8.55 sub 1, committee report summary number 109 was distributed to members today. This information will be recorded in the journal and status report. So ordered. Reports from special committees. Chair recognizes Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Democrats request a 15-minute caucus in their caucus room.
Chair recognizes Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans also request a 15-minute caucus in the Republican caucus room.
Okay, a request has been made for a 15-minute caucus meeting, so the Senate will be in recess until 10:45. This kind of reminds me of the Senate will come to order and the clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Martis-Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prezonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Verger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
A quorum is present. The Senate recessed following the order of reports from special committees and will resume under propositions and motions. So ordered. Propositions and motions. Chair recognizes Senator Mark Hass.
Mr. President, I move that Senate concur in the House amendments and repass House Bill 152.
Senator Hass has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 152. To your motion.
Mr. President, generally, Senate Bill 152 gives the Department of Corrections and the Department of Human Services explicit authority to enter into contracts necessary for the operation of their institutions. Will the House change that somewhat by amending it to reinstate the existing law relating to the procurement authority of the Department of Administrative Services? They changed the way the Senate bill did this, but frankly, the change makes better sense.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? If not, those who are of the opinion that the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 152 will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Przanski. Przanski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Hass, Johnson, Cruz, Cruz, Metzger, Monis Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, President Courtney, not answering Cruz, not answering Whitsett.
Don't know, he's absent, he's not here.
Excused, Atkinson, Carter, absent, Cruz, 26 ayes.
Senate Bill 152, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Without objection, we will move Senate Bill 323 to the foot of today's calendar. So ordered. Under propositions and motions, recognize Senator Ginny Burdick. We're going to, without objection, move, well, we will move actually Senator Burdick to her microphone.
Thank you, Mr. President. You fooled me there. I thought there was another bill. I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 594.
Senator Burdick has moved that the Senate concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 594. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 594 permits property tax exemption claims for cemetery and crematory property, regardless of the claimant's organizational structure or the state of the organization. The House amendment eliminates a very burdensome requirement for nonprofits to list, appraise, and describe personal property qualified for the property tax exemption. This is a positive change, and I recommend an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Starr.
Well, thank you. I would ask as well for a concurrence and a yes vote on this. This is one of the amendments here is really important as it relates to nonprofits, an arcane piece of law that hasn't really been enforced for a long time, required a number of nonprofits in Washington County to go through an extensive process of identifying and cataloging a lot of personal property. This fixes that problem, not only for Washington County, but statewide. Urgent I vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? If not, those who are of the opinion that the Senate should concur in the House amendments and repass Senate Bill 594 will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Hass. Johnson. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Morse. Nelson. Przanski. President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson, Carter, Przanski. 27 ayes.
Senate Bill 594, having received a constitutional majority, is declared repassed. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction and first reading of Senate measures. Second reading of Senate measures.
Senate Bill 507, relating to preferred providers and declaring an emergency. Senate Bill 508, relating to health insurance.
Passed a calendar. Third reading of Senate measures. Excuse me. Chair recognizes Senator Walker. For what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to return to the order of courtesies, please.
Without objection, we'll return to the order of courtesies.
Thank you. Senator Carter is off the floor, and she asked me if I would like to extend courtesies of the Senate to our visitors in the gallery today from the Northwest Youth Corps, including their director, Art Pope, and staff, Pat Riggs Henson, whom I know very well. This year, the Northwest Youth Corps is celebrating its 25th year, a quarter of a century of service to Oregon. Northwest Youth Corps is a nonprofit organization dedicated to youth development and conservation education and building leaders. The Corps includes an accredited high school program with an outdoor focus, and they're standing and they're proud. Two AmeriCorps programs and a College of Age Leadership Development program. Each year, they offer a summer work opportunity to nearly 1,000 youth across Oregon, a chance to live and camp in 10 member teams in a 5-week program across the state. Thank you, Mr. Chair, for recognizing their service and their commitment to Oregon.
Thank you, Senator Walker, and thank you, folks, for coming today and for your service and for coming to your state capitol and enjoying the experience here. We're sure glad that you're here. We're under the order of courtesy. Senator Whitsitt, is that the order you would wish to have?
Yes, thank you,
yes,
Mr. Chair.
Yes, please. Continue.
Mr. President, I have at my desk Priscilla Kerr, and her husband John is at Jeff Cruz's desk this morning. They're retired educators from Klamath County. They continue to give back to their community and smart reading, mentoring, you name it, they do it. They've been great citizens in Klamath County, and please extend courtesy to the Senate to the John and Priscilla Kerr.
Thank you, for both of you, for coming today and for staying with Senator Whitsitt in the Senate today. We're sure glad you're here, and we hope you enjoy your day at your state capitol. While we're under the order of courtesies, I want to extend courtesies to East Orient Elementary School out of Gresham in the gallery. Is that you back there? Okay, hello, welcome. That comprises actually my district from that and Senator Montes Anderson's district. So welcome to your Oregon State Capitol. We'll now return to the regular order of business, third reading of Senate measures, and the clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 5525 relating to financial administration of the Oregon Health Licensing Agency and declaring an emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pro Tem. Senate Bill 5525 is a budget bill for the Oregon Health Licensing Agency. This agency has several diverse professions, including things like cosmetology, midwifery, body piercing, and athletic trainers, just to name a few. A lot of these very tiny activities were all lumped together into the Oregon Health Licensing Agency. It has an other funds budget of a little over $6 million, 2% increase over what was approved in 07, and reductions for some one-time costs, including that were included in the 07-09 budget but are not continued in 09-11. It has a $100,000 cut in other funds. Half of this is for services and supplies, data processing, and half of it for IT. The other thing that this bill does is adds Nursing Home Administrators Board to this agency, so they will be absorbed into the agency, and the key performance measures that we looked at Several of them were denied. For example, we denied adding four new measures because we didn't think they reached the order of key performance measures. We did tell them to continue to monitor these things as well. This is a good budget. I urge your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not. The question now arises on third reading, final passage of Senate Bill 5525. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Berger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters.
Senator Winters.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Rosenbaum, President Courtney. Excused, Atkinson, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Prozonsky, Schrader. Voting no, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Cruz, Starr. 19 ayes.
Senate Bill 5525 hadn't received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill. Senator Boquist, for what purpose do you rise?
Vote explanation, Mr. President.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. The last bill has had a considerable amount of work done on it, and initially I was going to vote yes on it. I voted no on it because I've been attempting to get information from this agency, and it has been denied. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Clerk will read the bill.
Senate Bill 5526, relating to financial administration of the Oregon Health Licensing Agency and declaring an emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. 5526 is the fee bill accompanying the Oregon Health Licensing Agency. What they did was they found that of these various small agencies that were included, that the fees were not commensurate to the actual activity. And so some of the fees were raised, and many of them, more of them, were actually lowered to try to make it more fair. For example, there is one agency in this health licensing board, Cosmetology, that is far larger than any of the others and was actually being subsidized by several of the smaller agencies. So what they did is they adjusted the fees to make it more commensurate. And these fee changes were implemented during the interim in October 2008, but they're being made permanent here. There's also a review on whether the proposed fees are working well in the long run, and there's a budget note requiring the agency to return in the interim and report on the fees after a new director is hired. To be more specific, the fees that are actually being increased are for the Board of Cosmetology, the Board of Respiratory Therapists, and the Board of Body Piercing. The fees that are being reduced are for athletic trainers, denture technology, environmental health, tattoo artists, hearing aid specialists, and direct entry midwifery. I think this is a good fee structure. It's more fair, more equitable way of financing this agency. I urge your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? If not, the question now arises on third reading. Final passage of Senate Bill 5526. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger,
aye.
Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Prozonsky, Rosenbaum, Schrader, President Courtney. excuse. Excused, Atkinson, Carter, Krasonski, voting no, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Cruz, Starr, Telfer, 21 ayes.
Senate Bill 5526, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to pass. First reading of House measures.
House Bill 2985 relating to state measures and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3058 relating to removal of permitting program and declaring an emergency. House Bill 3153 relating to utility facilities.
Transmitted to the President's desk for referral. Second reading of House measures.
House Joint Memorial 11, urging President and Congress to ensure that revenues realized from carbon sequestration projects on federal lands are shared with state and county governments. House Bill 2199 relating to financial regulation and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2424 relating to Oregon Adopt a Highway Program. House Bill 2427 relating to implied consent. House Bill 2435 relating to licensing of physicians and prescribing an effective date. House Bill 2470 relating to dogs. House Bill 2475 relating to cargo container property tax exemption. House Bill 2529 relating to crimes involving animals. House Bill 2619 relating to printing of Oregon revised statutes. House Bill 2636 relating to taking wildlife. House Bill 3116 relating to financing for community college districts. House Bill 3295 relating to juveniles.
Pass the calendar. Third reading of House measures. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2506 relating to persons subject to regulation by Oregon Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists.
Chair recognizes Senator Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, if a group health plan as described in ORS 743.730 provides for coverage of services performed by clinical social workers or nurse practitioners, the plan must also cover services provided by professional counselors or marriage and family therapist. Colleagues, this is a bill that has been in the works for a while. It's an equity bill in a sense because some of the people in the field are covered, some of them are not covered. The bill clarifies the ability of health maintenance organizations. I'll skip down a bit. The Oregon Health Board of Licensed Professional Counselors and Therapists was created to assist the public in setting education, experience, and examining standards for licensed professional counselors. This is a safety bill, public safety bill, and it prohibits people from claiming to be a counselor if they are not licensed. It requires unlicensed counselors and therapists to disclose their status and provides penalties for failure to comply. It does exempt certain individuals, and it's a good bill, and I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Girard.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in opposition to this bill, and specifically on page 6, lines 10 through 11, which give an exemption, and that exemption is a recognized member of the clergy provided that the person is acting in the person's ministerial capacity. Colleagues, this is too narrowly written. Deacons and elders would be prohibited for giving marriage and family counseling, and I'll be a no vote.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Montes Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, you know that scope of practice is one of my most favorite types of legislation that I like to deal with. This is a scope of practice bill. It's been about 10 years that this has come before this legislative body, and a lot of work went into it, and I do feel a lot of good work. There's a lot of compromise, but finally we have a product that I feel strongly that we should support. I urge an aye vote on House Bill 2506.
Thank you. Chair recognizes Senator Whitsitt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think this is a good bill, but it has a poison pill in it for me. It makes an exemption for licensing requirements for those employed by local, state, or federal agencies to provide mental or health services. Mr. President, I don't believe it's appropriate for those working for the government not to be licensed. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Chair recognizes Senator Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, this bill doesn't solve all the problems, but I think it's very helpful. As far as the issue of clergy, if deacons are counseling now, they can still counsel. It doesn't stop that from happening, but they clearly would not be in line to get reimbursed, and that's basically what this bill does. Colleagues need to understand that in Oregon's 36 counties, 28 of them are designated mental health professional shortage areas, 28. this would help get some coverage to people that clearly have no place to go right now. It's not a mandate. All it is doing is expanding who can receive reimbursement. I think it is, mental health is a big issue in this state, folks. And getting mental health services is huge. And the population of the state are underserved in that area. This is a big help in moving us in a positive direction. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Senator Morissette, do you choose to close?
Thank you, Mr. President. I had a discussion with the senator from Lyons about whether or not deacons were going to be covered, and I want to go on record as saying this is the legislative intent that a deacon who or a clergyman, who someone who works for a clergyman who gives this kind of counseling is definitely comes under the exemption of this bill, and they are able to function as a clergyman would themselves. It is, I think, an equity bill. And again, rural Oregon is lacking in some of these certified mental health and marriage counselors, and I think that it is an excellent bill. So I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Question now arises on third reading. Final passage of House Bill 2506. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett.
Would you ask Senator Whitsett how he votes? What? Ask Senator Whitsett. Right there.
Senator Whitsett.
Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Devlin. Dingfelder. Farioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe. Aye. Morissette. Aye. Morse. Aye. Nelson. Aye. Przonski. Aye. Rosenbaum. Aye. Schrader. Starr.
Schrader is here. Did she vote? No. Okay.
President Courtney.
And Cruz is a yes.
Excused. Atkinson. Carter. Voting no. George Gerard. 26 ayes.
House Bill 2506, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2868, relating to child care facilities.
Chair recognizes Senator Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, there are nearly 5,000 licensed exempt child care providers caring for children in the employment-related daycare and jobs program. House Bill 2868 will improve the quality of care provided to the children and increase providers' the understanding of the program. The orientations are a gateway to training opportunities that improve the quality of care provided to Oregon children. These training opportunities include first aid, CPR, abuse, neglect prevention, food handlers licensing. During orientations, provided are told about how to receive and enhance the rate by attending these trainings. This is, a safety bill. It's, I think, an excellent bill, and I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? If not, question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2868. Those who are of the opinion the bill shall pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Verger. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Farioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Prezansky.
Aye.
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Schrader.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Telfer.
Aye.
Berger. President Courtney.
Why don't you go to excuse Berger, because I think she probably went with him back.
Excused. Atkinson, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Berger, President Courtney. 24 ayes.
House Bill 2868, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 5052, relating to State Financial Administration appropriating money and declaring an emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Bill 5052A adjusts the general fund, lottery funds, and other funds and federal funds expenditure authority for a number of agencies for the current biennium. The bill implements the Department of Human Services rebalance plan, which shifts general funds and adds other and federal fund expenditure limitation to allow DHS to carry out its programs and operations for the rest of this biennium. DHS expects to finish the 07-09 biennium with its current general fund budget, but will rely on a $25 million federal stimulus funds for its temporary assistance to needy families, TANF program, and child care programs to cover increased costs resulting from increased caseload. It will again need to take a short-term loan from the state treasury to cover other and federal funds cash flow issues at the end of the year. Due to the concerns about the new Medicaid management information system, a budget note directs DHS to report back on the MMIS system in the fall of 2009. The bill adds other and federal fund expenditure authority in the Department of Education, Department of Community College and Workforce Development, Oregon Military Department, Employment Department, Housing and Community Service Department, Department of Transportation, and the State Board of Pharmacy. Most of these increases reflect federal stimulus funds the agencies have received for their programs. Finally, the bill disappropriates general fund and reduces lottery funds and selected other funds for savings generated from current biennium salary freezes, furloughs, and reductions of pay range steps for management and executive service employees. These savings were anticipated as part of the legislature's statewide rebalance for this biennium. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means recommends approval of House Bill 5052A.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? If not, the question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 5052. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Monis Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Prezansky. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Berger. President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson. Burdick. Devlin. Berger, President Courtney, 25 ayes.
House Bill 5052, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2233, relating to commercial driver training.
Chair recognizes Senator George.
Mr. President, a commercial driver training school certificates issued by the Oregon Department of Transportation authorizes a school to provide classroom and or behind-the-wheel instruction to students learning to drive motor vehicles such as cars, trucks, and motorcycles. The House of Representatives and your committee view that the insurance requirements were inaccurate. House Bill 2233A increases the amount of minimum required insurance to $100,000 and $300,000 for bodily injury or death and to $50,000 for destruction of property. House Bill 2233A also removes the insurance requirement, which was in state statute, for commercial driver training schools that provide only classroom instruction. I urge an aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not the question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2233. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Whitsett. Whitsett.
Senator Whitsett.
Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz.
Aye.
Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przanski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Ferger. Walker. Walker.
President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson. Burdick. Devlin. Ferger. President Courtney. 25 ayes.
House Bill 2233, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2252, relating to telecommunications and declaring an emergency.
Chair recognizes Senator Starr.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, House Bill 2252 comes to you unanimously out of your Business and Transportation Committee. This is a bill that extends the sunset on the Residential Service Protection Fund. Since 1987, this particular program has been the sunset has been extended four times. This is the program that provides adequate and affordable residential telephone service to all Oregonians urging idle. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not the question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2252. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Gerard. Haas. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przanski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Ferger. Walker. Whitsett. President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson. Burdick. Devlin. Ferger. President Courtney. 25 ayes.
House Bill 2252, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2264, relating to civil actions for certain fraudulent conduct and appropriating money.
Chair recognizes Senator Przanski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this bill came out of your Judiciary Committee. This one came out on a 3-2 vote. What this is going to allow is civil actions will be authorized that are against people who have made false claims for money or benefits from a state agency to be held accountable when they are shown to knowingly have tried to or actually have, in fact, defrauded a state agency. This is a means to hold people accountable who are cheating the state. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further discussion? Not the question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2264. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger,
aye.
Montes Anderson, Monroe, Morissette, Morse, Nelson, Przanski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Ferger, Walker, Whitsett, Winters, President Courtney.
And Burdick and Devlin are yeses.
Excused, Atkinson, Verger, President Courtney, voting no, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Cruz, Starr, Whitsett, Winters, 19 ayes.
House Bill 2264, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. I'm going to move House Bill 2369 to the foot of today's calendar, and the clerk will read the next bill.
House Bill 2383 relates to facility sales and prescribing an effective date.
Chair recognizes Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, last session we passed legislation allowing residents of manufactured home parks to form associations or co-ops to purchase their park so they could remain in their home and keep their neighborhoods intact. This bill would give added meaning to that action, giving them, if they have the will and financial means, a chance to buy the park. It says simply that an owner must notify the residents of an intent to sell and give them just 14 days to come up with an offer to purchase the park. If they can match an existing offer, they have a right of first refusal, and their offer must be considered first. Colleagues, there are about 66,000 manufactured homes in these parks in Oregon. Since 1977, there's been about 70 park closures, which is a loss of almost 3,000 spaces. It is less expensive to keep people in their homes than to find additional affordable housing. Preserving affordable housing is far less expensive than developing new places to live. This gives tenants the opportunity to work together to keep their homes and preserve their neighborhoods. This is a very modest 14-day right of first refusal to help manufactured home park owners. I urge your aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Is there further discussion? If not, the question now rises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2383. Those who are of the opinion, the bill will pass. Answer aye as the names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. Boquist. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Dingfelder. Farioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morset. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. President Courtney.
Girard's a no. Sorry, wasn't that Girard's a no? Did you get Carter? Yeah, she did a yes. I heard her say aye, but then...
Yeah, I did.
Excused, Atkinson. Voting no, Farioli, George, Girard, Cruz, Morse, Nelson, Whitsett. 22 ayes.
House Bill 2383, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Without objection, we'll return to the reading of House Bill 2369. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2369, relating to motor vehicles.
Chair recognizes Senator Verger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Sometimes automobile accident victims may settle with automobile liability insurance companies too soon. Sometimes they settle without knowing the consequences for their own health insurance carrier. House Bill 2369B allows for the possibility of an insurance company recovering additional medical expenses from another insurance company subrogation after settlement. Typically, a person injured in an automobile collision may settle with the motor vehicle liability insurer of the at-fault driver, while the person's medical insurer continues to seek subrogation from the motor vehicle liability insurer. House Bill 2369B also allows rescission of settlements within 5 days and sets conditions for the settlements and rescissions. I ask for an aye vote, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Not the question now arises on third reading, final passage of House Bill 2369. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Bonamici. Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Farioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Montes Anderson. Monroe. Morset. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. President Courtney. Excused, Atkinson, 29 ayes.
House Bill 2369, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2564, relating to motor vehicles.
Chair recognizes Senator Starr.
Thank you, Mr. President. To colleagues, House Bill 2564B comes to you unanimously out of your Business and Transportation Committee. This is a bill that has a broad relating clause, so it accomplishes three things that are in this bill. First of all, the Department of Environmental Quality operates 7 clean air stations in the Portland area and in the Rogue Valley. Testing began in Portland in 1975 and in the Rogue Valley in 1986. Current law requires the DEQ to keep some of these stations open until 9 p.m. on at least some nights of the week. However, not very many people go to the DEQ stations late at night, and so this bill would allow for some flexibility for DEQ, require them to have some of their stations remain open past 5 p.m. The bill also changes requirement on high-risk vehicle crossing industry railroad tracks and business districts. Current law requires such vehicles to obey special crossing procedures on crossings where speed limits are 25 miles an hour or higher. The measure amends the exemption to specify that the special crossing requirements do not apply to crossings within business districts, conforming state law to federal law. Finally, the bill clarifies eligibility for participation in vehicle auctions and consignment. Urgent I vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Not the question now rises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2564. Those who are of the opinion the bill should pass will answer aye. Their names are called. Those opposed, no. The clerk will call the roll.
Boquist. Burdick. Burdick. Carter. Devlin. Dingfelder. Farioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger.
Aye.
Monis Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. President Courtney. Excused. Atkinson. 29 ayes.
House Bill 2564, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. The clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 2673, related to sales of admission tickets for entertainment events.
Chair recognizes Senator Bonamici.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, if you have a preteen daughter, a preteen in any of your family, a preteen in your neighborhood, a preteen in your community, then this is a bill you've been waiting for. Colleagues, currently when consumers attempt to purchase tickets to entertainment events online, they found it almost impossible to get those tickets even when they try minutes after the sale starts. Well, what happens is that those tickets have been sold by resellers who use bots, software bots, which I've discovered is short for robots, and those are designed to grab any available tickets. Of course, those tickets are then available from scalpers at an artificially inflated price. Many Oregon consumers experienced this issue when they went to buy Hannah Montana concert tickets in 2007. And I'll tell you, colleagues, there were a lot of frustrated preteens in this state because they couldn't get their tickets to Hannah Montana, which happens to be a stage name for Miley Cyrus. So they attempted to purchase their tickets. They found that they were completely sold out. So there were a lot of disappointed preteens, colleagues, here in Oregon. This robot activity affects not only children's concerts, however, but really any concert or event ticket that's sold online, where these ticket scammers believe that the interest in the concert will warrant the risk of buying up all the available tickets. House Bill 2673A prohibits the use of these software programs that manipulate online ticket sales. These programs are used to funnel tickets to distributors who then increase prices. This bill is a step forward in battling a problem that industry, artists, and consumers agree is out of control. Other states are tackling this as well. I know Tennessee has a bill also inspired by the inability to get Hannah Montana tickets. But also Colorado has a bill doing a similar thing because, colleagues, people could not get tickets to see the Colorado Rockies. So they were disappointed as well in Colorado. So let's protect Oregon consumers from this unfair practice and vote aye on House Bill 2673A. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Question and answer. Discussion? Question now rise upon third reading and final passage, House Bill 2673. Those opinion bills pass, say aye. Those opposed, no. Clerk, please call the roll.
Burdick. Carter. Carter.
Is it Carter?
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder.
Aye.
Farioli.
Aye.
George. Gerard. Haas. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Moniz Anderson. Monroe. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Prozanski. Rosenbaum. Schrader. Starr. Telfer. Verger. Walker. Whitsett. Winters. Atkinson. Bates. Bonamici. Boquist. President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson. Metzger. 28 ayes.
House Bill 2673, having received constitutional majority, declared passed. Clerk reads bill.
House Bill 2726, relating to nutritional information for consumers and declaring an emergency.
Recognized Senator Alan Bates.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, when I first saw House Bill 2726, I being from Southern Oregon and a little more conservative area, my first reaction was, what are those people in Portland doing now? But upon further reflection, I realized that they were absolutely correct to be addressing the obesity problem by requiring more information on menus in restaurants. Obesity has truly become an epidemic. Every generation of Americans have enjoyed a steady increase in life expectancy. But if the issue of obesity is not addressed, the next generation will be the first to see life expectancy actually decline. Americans, and especially children, exercise less, eat more calories than ever before, and this results in increased risk for heart attack, diabetes, stroke, and numerous other health problems that result in premature deaths. I can remember a time not so long ago when smoking was allowed in hospitals, airplanes, and yes, this very chamber. The first step to encouraging smoking cessation was to educate the public to raise awareness about the risks of smoking. This bill begins that process for dealing with obesity. It requires a statewide uniform labeling of calories and food in chain restaurants. Menu labeling was a policy recommendation from each of the two legislative task forces that met during the 07-09 interim to address ways to prevent and address the growing rates of obesity and diabetes. This bill honors the recommendations of those task forces and is a result of work with both public health advocates and the Oregon Restaurant Association. Ultimately, this bill is about enabling people to make informed choices about the impact on their health. By giving consumers information about their food at the point of purchase, we give them the power to make those informed decisions. A study recently in New York City found that fast food customers who saw calorie information were ordering and purchasing foods with 52 fewer calories than those who did not. Cutting those just 100 calories a day prevents weight gain in the majority of the population, just 100 calories a day, and prevents weight gain, thus results in better health and lower health costs for all of us. This is a start and a long path of dealing with the critical health problems of obesity, and I urge your aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. I recognize Senator Bill Morissette.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to add a little bit to the good doctor's report, Lane County is a little bit disappointed because they would like to do their own menu labeling. Multnomah County has done theirs. I think that a statewide menu labeling is the only way to go for chain restaurants. Secondly, a couple of the very popular chain restaurants, Subway Sandwich and McDonald's, both do an excellent job in labeling. If you buy a Subway sandwich on the menu, on actually it's on their napkin, it will be on their menu board. It will break it down into added cheese and various condiments and so on. McDonald's also on their takeout and on their, well, they do have another board, but they do go into great detail on the additives, which I think are very important because when I read through those, it's shocking how many calories some of those small items have. And I think for a conscientious shopper and one who is concerned about their weight, which I am, it's good information to have. There is a preemption against local communities or counties doing their own menu labeling. And so I think this is a great bill, and I urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion. Recognize Senator Vicky Walker.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. So Portland has theirs and we can't have ours. I don't know. I actually am not going to support this bill for a number of reasons. Well, let me just, I got to pull this out of an email I got. It's one of those standard sort of emails that everybody sends you. Like miles per gallon ratings posted on a new car, posted calorie counts let consumers know what they are buying with their food dollars. Are there more calories lurking in that Caesar salad than in a sandwich? Is there a spare tire hidden in that Happy Meal? What I want to know is, are there anchovies in that Caesar salad? I got a daughter who's a vegetarian, and I have to tell you, sometimes they make stuff with chicken stock, sometimes they put anchovies in it, sometimes they slip in a little meat and they don't tell you. For someone who's a vegetarian, that's completely offensive. That's the kind of information I want. I don't want to know the calories and the fat content. If you want to know what that is, you know you can go on the web and you can find it. When my children were doing allergy elimination food diets when they were little, I had to know everything that was in everything. You know what's in an envelope? There's corn syrup in an envelope. When you lick it and you shut the envelope, you're getting corn syrup on your tongue. Well, my son couldn't have products with corn for a long period of time. So you just do your homework. If you want to know what's in this stuff, do your homework. Don't put it in my face and post it on a board in the restaurant. If I ask for it, you can provide me with a document that shows what's in the menu. But I think this is really going too far. Just tell me what's in my food when I ask. Thank you.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Bruce Starr.
Thank you, Mr. President. With all due respect to the carriers of this particular bill, I just find it amazing that we're doing this in this kind of environment. It's just, again, we're looking at more and more regulation of the private sector, and at a time when our economy is in deep recession, and most of these restaurants are having a difficult time staying in the black anyway, and we're heaping more regulation on them. It's very, very frustrating for me, and I think it shows a disconnect between what goes on in this building and what's going on in our economy. Thank you, Mr. President. I'm a no vote.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Jeff Cruz.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. I was a member of the Obesity Task Force. We discussed a lot of really interesting, really good ideas at things we could do. In my opinion, this was not one of them. The only good thing in this bill, colleagues, is the fact that there's a local preemption in it, and in my mind, that's the only good thing. I think what we will find is that the impact on obesity created by this bill will be virtually unmeasurable. The people that are going to read these menu boards and look at the calorie content are not those that we are targeting. That's just the reality of it. There are some things we could do, some very positive actions we could take, and hopefully we continue to explore them in the future. And I'm not minimizing the fact that obesity is a problem. What I'm saying is this is not the pathway to a solution. This is just one more requirement on the private sector designed to do something positive, but at the end of the day, it's just one more requirement on the private sector. I urge a no vote.
Further discussion? Senator Bates, do you wish to close?
Very quickly, Mr. President. Friends, this is not a perfect bill. No bill is. It's a good start, and that's all it is. And if we don't think we've got a problem with obesity in this country, I got to tell you, you're wrong. I see it every day in my practice. I have a practice I could make exclusively out of diabetes for people under the age of 40. And 99% of those people would not be diabetic if they lost weight. And that's just one disease process. And while this bill isn't perfect, it's not the whole answer, it makes people think twice about what they're getting. If you ask the average person how many calories are in a milkshake, a hamburger, and a french fry, order of french fries, you'd be stunned by how many, they'll have no idea how many calories it is. Anywhere from 15 to 2,500. Your entire daily need and more is in one of those meals. It's time to make some changes in our society and start educating people about the dangers of obesity. It is a serious problem. I was a little flippant about it when I started out, and I still think we should keep our sense of humor in this chamber. But the reality is we got a problem on our hands with obesity in this country, especially with children. Some of the people who are going to be looking at those menus are the mothers. And moms are going to look at those menus and think, whoa, what am I feeding my kids? You know, it's a busy night. It's right after soccer. We're running home. Let's grab something to eat. And when you see the number of calories in those, you're going to think twice about it, I hope. So it's a start in education. That's all it is. It's not the end of the world. The Restaurant Association is not opposed to it. It's a preemption on locals so that when we start rolling this out across the state, it's not different in every city and every county. It's a time to move forward. It's a small step forward. I ask for your aye vote. Thank you, Mr. President.
The gentleman has demanded to call a senator. He is joined by Senator Burdick and Senator Alan Bates. Doorkeepers will bar the doors, and the sergeant-at-arms will attend. The clerk, please call the roll.
Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick, Carter, Devlin, Dingfelder, Ferrioli, George, Girard, Haas, Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Monis Anderson, Monroe, Morset, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Ferger, Walker, Witset, Winters. President Courtney.
All those subject to the call are now present. Question arises upon a third reading of the final passage of House Bill 262726. Of House Bill 2726, we'll answer ayes and names of call. All those opposed, no. The clerk, please call the roll.
Carter.
Aye.
Devlin.
Aye.
Dingfelder. Ferrioli. George. Girard. Haas. Johnson, Cruz, Metzger, Monis Anderson, Monroe, Morset, Morse, Nelson, Przonski, Rosenbaum, Schrader, Starr, Telfer, Ferger, Walker, Witset, Winters, Atkinson, Bates, Bonamici, Boquist, Burdick. Burdick.
Senator Burdick.
President Courtney.
Yes.
Excused. Atkinson, Metzger. Voting no. Boquist, George, Cruz, Morse, Starr, Walker, Witset. 21 ayes.
House Bill 2726 has received constant majority, is declared passed. Without objection, the remaining House bills will be carried over till tomorrow's calendar. Which is Tuesday, June 2nd at 10:15 in the morning. It is so ordered. The other visit to the Senate. Announcements. Tomorrow, just for what it's worth, a week from today at 5:30, we do a little get-together at my little housey that we did last session very successfully, so you'll all be getting official invitation. A week from today at 5:30 at my little place on the river. Hope you will come over for a little dinner, and we'll do that. So you'll be getting an invitation to that. We believe all calendars have been cleared in terms of other events, so it's Monday, a week from today, at 5:30 at my place. Recognize Senator Verger, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I encourage you to visit the Galleria today, visit with members of the National Electrical Contractors Association and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Today is Electrical Safety and Sustainability Day, and who better to consult on these energy issues than Oregon's NECA IBEW electrical contractors and electricians.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Devlin, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate colleagues, Senate Democrats, get your lunch. Caucus will start promptly at 12:15 in our caucus room.
Thank you. Recognize Senator Ted Ferrioli, please.
Senate Republicans, being on time and under budget without the need for new taxes, will not be caucusing today at noon. Thank you, Mr. President.
Are there further announcements? If there are no further announcements without objection, this Senate is adjourned until tomorrow, which is Tuesday, June 2nd, at 10:15 a.m. in the morning. The Senate is now adjourned.